Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's look at the composite trade. That's the electronic and pit combined. In Kansas City, December wheat is trading at 881 and a quarter, up 3 3/4. May, 906, is up 3 1/2. December wheat in Chicago is 846, up 1. May, 866 and 3/4, up 1/2. December corn, 740, up, down 3 1/4. March, 744, down 3 1/4. May, 739 and 3/4, down 3 1/4. July, 729 and a quarter, down 3. And December of 13 at 622 is down 1. January soybeans, 1406 and a half, down 6 1/4. March, 1390 and 3/4, down 5 1/2. May, 1373, down 6. July, 1366 and 3/4, down 5 1/2. November of 13 at 1286 and a quarter, down 5 1/2. December soybean meal at 427.20 is down 240. January, 421.30, down 350. December soybean oil, 48.68. up 36. January, 48.99, up 33. December live cattle, 128.05, up a dollar. February, 131.55, up 102.5. January feeders, 147.47.5, up 142.5. The March, also up 142.5 at 149.90. And December lean hogs at 82.05, and they are up 40.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now with a look at the futures market is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
The little pop we saw off of the sale, the announced sale of beans, isn't lasting very long, is it?
No, and I think there's also a lot of disappointment. You know, yesterday afternoon we saw the Argentinian dock workers go on strike, and by this morning they threw the towel in on the strike right around the same time that we actually saw that 120,000 metric tons of beans sold to China, and they also bought 20,000 tons of soy oil. So they were definitely active, but, you know, this is the day before holiday, and when you have what I would call low volume, and I believe that's what we're going to have today, you can see almost anything happen in this marketplace.
I wonder if we may come back Friday and actually break last week's low.
We could. You know, when you looked at what happened last year, you know, the week before the holiday, we lost 13 1/4 in wheat, 47 1/4 in beans, and 25 3/4 in corn, and then came back on Friday and lost another 4 3/4 in wheat, 16 in beans, and 16 1/4 in corn. Now, thus far this week, though, we are not like we were last year. We are actually up on corn and beans and wheat. And, you know, we do have option expiration on Friday. The attitude, well, when I look at where the most open interest is, it's at that 750 level in December corn. We got about 17,800 calls, 16,900 puts. So, you know, common sense would tell you that that might be where they're going
right
to try to push to. You know, and when you look at wheat, you know, there's no bean expiration because we have January bean contract. But on wheat, there's 7,400 and 8,900 at the call and put level, you know, at that 850 level. So, you know, we only have an abbreviated session on Friday. It's going to be a very
odd.
Closes
at noon. Yes.
Yeah, it opens at 9:30.
Right.
Which is very strange, you know. And so I guess I'd have to say that is going to lead to a little bit more uncertainty as far as where this market wants to go. So as far as breaking the lows, it may be tough to do on Friday, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it perhaps happen on Monday.
So we're trying to find out where the market will catch in the soybean pit. We've lost an awful lot of value over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we've blown through neckline tops and head and shoulders. We've blown through 200-day moving averages. We've blown through 61.8 Fibonacci retracements. I mean, we've blown through everything. But then the truth of it is the next stop of any consequence down is all the way at 1248, but that's a long way.
Well, it is. You know, when you look on a daily chart, on a weekly chart, you've got 1341, which is 100 week, and I would expect that to be very, you know, very strong. On a weekly chart, we tested that 62% retracement, but we managed, and that was last week. This week, we've managed to stay above that and have not tested it, so we'll have to see once what Friday actually brings. But you're very right. It's been a slaughter. There's been no question about that, and I think we talked about it last week. You know, it's a good example of the idea that they had lower yields built into the marketplace, poorer weather in South America, all of those types of things. And the minute that that's not true, you see things come out. And, you know, I did hear a lot of talk last week, especially about the fact that there were rumors that these were index funds that were doing that were causing all the problems. And actually, it's the traditional fund. It's the fund that doesn't care if we're going up or down, but the traditional fund was the one that was really lifting a lot of long positions. And it's going to be interesting now to see. They like these levels. They like to get back into here. They like it when you start to see low volatility. That's when they like to get back into the marketplace and buy. So we've certainly managed to do that. Volatility looks pretty poor, and we'll see. You know, for this week so far, it seems as if they're doing it.
Should we put much stock into commodity super cycles?
Well, you know, I do put a lot of stock into a commodity super cycle. I don't know if I feel justified in doing it in a weird year like this, you know, when we come off of this drought. You know, yesterday they came out and said that the U.S. soil moisture is the seventh driest that we've been since 1895.
Mm.
You know, and that Southern Plains moisture is the driest on record. And so I don't know if that really applies when you're entering a year like this. But it's something to talk about. Let's put it that way.
Well, maybe something more to the point is coarse grain stocks on the world scene are really low.
They are. There's just no question about it. And, you know, and that's being backed up. We saw Russia sell some more intervention grain here this past week. We see all of those things going on. And when you see China in here continuously buying small amounts of corn, and that's what they've been doing, just buying small amounts of corn as we go along, coming in here and buying beans, you know that that means that they're trying to build some of their reserves. They announced that there aren't going to be any more auctions out of reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So it just tells me that the world definitely has a concern, and it should. And then when you look at wheat stocks, you know, and the fact that we now see parts of Asia going to other places away from the Black Sea just because the Black Sea really does not have much stock left. The majority of the people in the world right now eat wheat. You know, we have a huge population that depends on wheat and soy oil both. And so, you know, it's a very, very, very difficult position that we can see if we have another year of drought and if the world numbers don't come around like everybody's hoping they're going to, we could be in a very, very serious situation when it comes to starvation in other parts of the world.
I'm wondering what would happen. I think it's cooking right now. If hard red winter wheat comes out of dormancy lousy, I think it's Katie barred the door on corn maybe.
Well, I think so too. You know, and I think if you combine that with, you know, when we start to come out of dormancy, if we start to come into the January time frame, and see, like we did last year, you know, higher temperatures than normal. We hit a 65-degree day here in Illinois, and I think it will be Katie barred the door. There's
okay.
No question.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick, December corn, 738.5, down 4.75. July at 728.25, down 4. January beans, 1405, down 7.5, now 7.75. November 13 at 1285, down 6.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.